Time now for your comments.
First, a few corrections. Commentator and NPR producer Taki Telenidis watched some Olympic events return to their ancient locale in Olympia, and he imagined today's competitors in the togas and sandals of an earlier time. That never quite happened. The toga was a Roman costume worn by the upper class. The Greek equivalent was the himation.
On Tuesday, I said Princeton released its rankings of the nation's top party schools. Actually, it is the Princeton Review, a guidebook that polls institutes of higher learning on their party proclivities.
In some early editions of yesterday's program, we heard a story about John Kerry's speech before the veterans of foreign wars, and we heard the opinions of some in the audience about the presidential candidate. Veteran Gene Hall said this.
I can't get the picture out of my mind, him and Jane Fonda.
Well, listeners like Eric Malone of Grass Valley, California, point out that the photo Mr. Hall speaks of is a fake. It was shown to be a superimposed image of John Kerry sitting next to Jane Fonda at a protest rally. There is, however, a legitimate photo that shows Kerry and Fonda in the audience at a 1970 protest rally, though they are seated several rows apart.
Kathleen Hughes was featured in our story about the link between poverty and obesity in America. In that story, Kathleen Hughes said that because of constraints on her time and wallet, she found herself eating unhealthy fast food on a regular basis. Lori Crane of Denver, Colorado, believes we need to change our national perceptions about eating. She writes that the real obstacles to healthy eating are, quote, beliefs that health foods don't taste good, cost too much, and aren't worth the time and effort.
Our series about the perceived bias of the media evoked a roar from the left and from the right. Some people, like Scott Weir of Durham, North Carolina, say the story's missed a crucial point. And he writes, fairness and balance is not presenting two opposing opinions about a matter of fact, but presenting the objective facts as accurately as they can be determined.
Others felt the series held the public responsible for inadequacies in media coverage. Don't blame the victim, writes Judy Jensvold of Ithaca, New York. We see and know of the world what you, the press, show us.
Desperado, why don't you come?
If you can believe that, many listeners wrote in to say that they liked that singing and the rest of Rob Gifford's series on his road trip across China. Susan Jelinek of Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoyed hearing the diversity of opinions, religions, and ethnicities of the Chinese people. And she writes, it proves that you never know where a road trip will take you.
Judith Laufer of San Antonio, Texas, so appreciated Rob's self-deprecating style. She says she would enjoy hearing him read a Chinese phone book with a few of his signature laughs thrown in.
And Doug McCoy of St. Joseph, Michigan, asks, how did Rob get back? Well, Rob reports that he took an airplane. Although his trip out on the road took only 14 days, he tells us it was a very long 14 days and he didn't feel like driving back.
So if you missed Rob Gifford's series, you can hear it still at NPR.org. Send your comments to morning@NPR.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.